Welcome again to Company Picnic, Mae McDonough and Company's weekly salon on music, the universe, and all things absolutely fucking horrible. I am your host, Mae McDonough, and with me are your co-hosts, as always, Lo Murray.
Hello.
And Rusty.
Oh, what up, yo?
That wasn't very descriptive.
It wasn't. I didn't have time to prepare a byline on both of you.
I'm disappointed. I just didn't.
You couldn't just come up with one off the top of your head.
Well, let's try this again. All right. And your co-hosts, as always, the girl wearing a navy hoodie, Lo Murray.
Hi, it's gray, though.
And, that just ruins everything.
I thought it was purple.
And the man wearing an olive green t-shirt, Rusty. You gonna say hello?
I think it's more blue than green.
He's got those man eyes again. He sees everything that is green as blue. It's fucking weird.
Males do that because they're all colorblind.
I know. No, they're like bees.
No. Like,
they got blue and red. That's all they got.
And polarized vision so I can see the direction of the sun.
He does, every time I think something is pink, he thinks it's purple. So, I don't know.
Colorblind. Slightly.
Slightly colorblind. No. It's a real thing.
Statistically, it's true. Yeah, that's all that matters. Absolutely.
So what are we drinking? Rusty, what are you drinking?
A combination of Knob Hill bourbon and, it's Knob Creek.
Did that last time, too.
Yeah, what the
heck? I don't know if that time aired, though.
Oh, that's true.
Uh-oh.
Probably didn't air. We did have one podcast session that went so terribly wrong that we just...
Bit of a failure.
Ditched it and redid one the next day.
Yeah. I'm drinking a little bit of that bourbon, Knob Creek, that is, a little watered down with some Ankerstein beer from San Francisco, California.
I do love that you always have a pairing.
I like a...
There's always a liquor and some sort of beer. Is it because you chase it?
No, variety's the spice of life.
I chase my beer with my whiskey.
You know, I've always wanted to try spice. Ever since Dune.
Why aren't you sipping on whiskey, Lo?
Because I have some vodka. Gasoline. And some...
You had this long, like, week-long deal where you were trying to class yourself up and learn to sip on whiskey. Which she didn't, by the way. She just took shots and pinched her nose. But she started with Wild Turkey 101.
I was trying to grow up.
I tried to grow up a little too fast. Start with something smooth like Jameson.
Yeah, well.
A sipping whiskey.
Who could afford Jameson when they're like 16 years old?
You're drinking... We're not talking about when she was 16 years old. We're talking about last week.
Oh. Yeah, this really happened.
What?
Yeah, you missed this. And for the last couple weeks, she's been sneaking Wild Turkey.
That's why I bought you that bottle of Knob Creek.
My mind is blown.
Because she finished off your Wild Turkey 101.
Well, when you finish that tumbler full of gasoline, let me know. And I'll,
it's not gasoline. It's green goodness.
Oof. Oh, that's gasoline.
That's what
that is all natural
in their cars
gasoline.
In Brazil.
Mixed with some vodka. And a beer on the shelf.
Okay. It's not gasoline. It's diesel. Is what it is.
It's tasty. It tastes like apple juice.
What isn't it?
It's leaded, whatever it is.
Spirulina, chlorella, green tea, broccoli, spinach, barley grass, wheat, grass, blue algae, echinacea, garlic, Jerusalem artichoke.
All right, you could get the barley straight out of the beer, first of all. Spirulina, you don't need that shit. It just comes out in your piss.
I thought it was spirulina.
I have no idea.
But it makes you go spirulina.
It makes your poop kind of blue-green. Yeah. If you take the spirulina supplements.
It gives you the vegetable piss.
Oh, remember that one time you made neon blue cupcakes?
Oh, you're drinking that with vodka? That's disgusting.
Those are David Lynch cupcakes.
I made cupcakes with pastry food coloring, which is like a gelatinous food coloring, and it's much more pungent and potent than just the typical liquid food coloring. And you use it for baking, but I made these blue velvet cupcakes, which I called my David Lynch cupcakes, and they made your shit bright blue. The most neon,
no joke,
nuclear waste blue, like Guy Fieri
I
blue.
I thought I had a parasitic extraterrestrial living in my guts, and it was like making me poo.
For a couple days, too.
Radioactive,
it wasn't just a first
waste or something.
Yeah, it settled in your stomach.
Yeah. And it's pretty gross.
It's like Guy Fieri.
Well, also, I couldn't stop eating them, so...
David Lynch was the director of a movie called Blue Velvet.
The cupcakes,
not
the poop,
that is. Oh, okay.
So, because they were red velvet cupcakes turned blue.
Got it.
Yeah. So, I never baked those again.
Anything interesting happen this week?
I did my best to avoid the neighbor.
Yeah, our neighbor hates us.
Like,
you know what?
Week.
We made it 6 months without our neighbor hating us, though.
That's
and that, to be honest, for me is a record.
Okay.
I mean, that is a record by umpteenth percentage.
That's good.
I've never had a neighbor really like me, to be honest. She liked us, though. She used to shout over the fence and offer us foods. Now she doesn't offer us hot dogs anymore.
I know. Yeah. It's rough.
But like I said, I'm pretty comfortable with it because I don't like having a friendly circumstance with my neighbor. I feel that's an obligation for me.
Yeah.
Like I enjoy being left alone.
Yeah, I'm just kind of non-confrontational and just kind of like, I always like kind of look around the corner whenever I'm on my way home.
Well, because
home,
you
or
did
or
it.
Like,
yeah,
whole
I guess
neighbor
we should.
Situation that
no.
I'm talking
See,
about.
Rusty
it's
came
not...
home drunk at around 3 in the morning.
Okay, let's get it straight, though. It's not all Rusty's fault. There were quite a few incidences before that where we made a bit of crazy noises.
There were a couple nights in the past
this
six
was
months
actually
that we made any
last,
noise at all.
At the night of last podcast.
What? Yeah, that's right.
I got tanked and then left the house with Pez.
Right.
To go see Diesel Boy at the observatory.
Yes.
Formerly the Galaxy Theater.
And then on your way home, Pez decided to be an asshole with his truck.
Run over a mattress.
Run over a mattress
Shout
and drag it all the way back
he
to
subscribes.
Our house. I know. We love him.
To be fair, even though he did
so
drag the mattress,
we say
the,
asshole lovingly, but
he did drag the mattress all the way back in front of our house. I should have told him to put it in the back of his truck and get it away from.
Wait,
our house.
You guys knew it was stuck to the truck and you continued to drag it back to the house?
No.
Well, then how would you have been able to tell him to pull the mattress out and put it in the bed of his truck?
When we got out of the car. Well, so what happened?
When the damage was done.
How
okay.
did you not hear a mattress dragging behind the car?
Well, we assumed worse. We assumed after he ran over the mattress and box spring that was laying in the middle of the street. It's not like he like drove into someone's bedroom or something. Although if you've seen this truck, it might probably be able to do that.
No, because if it could, he would. So
don't tempt him. He's liable to.
But so you dragged this mattress all the way back to our place, and
then
drunkenly
got it out from under his car, which probably is what woke Tammy up. And you know.
And then continued to
I wasn't
drag the mattress
I dragged
by hand
it back to the street where we ran it over.
Which
was, you know,
except
20
you mounted
yards.
It against the backyard of our neighbor.
Technically.
Yeah. So you probably woke up. You probably woke her up. You probably frightened her with the noise. She probably looked out her window and saw something very bizarre going on in the middle of the evening.
It wasn't next to Tammy's backyard.
No, I'm sure it wasn't, but she probably looked out her window and saw some sort of psychotic behavior that could only be explained by drunken intoxication.
Yeah.
But she was probably too tired to rationalize your fucking insane behavior.
I didn't want to talk about
and
this.
And it probably frightened her. You brought this up.
I brought it up.
Lo brought it up.
All right. Well, then we'll move on.
Long and short of it is that it only took 5 minutes for me to fix the problem the next morning.
Yeah, I do. I don't see how that really is even much of an issue at all.
I think there might be some things we don't know about
deeper
our neighbor. Maybe
issues
some
going on.
Deeper anger issues. Not sure.
Or maybe we've just really been annoying her with our loud noise.
I don't see how that's possible.
Maybe
to be
she
honest,
has super
I don't
hearing.
See how we could have possibly
half
made
woman,
enough noise
bat.
Between the three.
Okay, that's the most rational. Actually, we're just gonna go with that.
Yeah.
Our neighbor is half woman, half bat, and now she's angry at us.
Yeah. On a completely factual note, I did renew my medical marijuana recommendation this morning.
Yay! I got to use the yay thing.
Yeah.
We got all our samples set up this week, so we're going to be using terrible public domain sounds to describe
one.
Our emotions.
Yeah, do the boring one.
The boring one, there's a couple ones. How about this? Actually.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucking foghorn.
Right?
Metal foghorn,
nice.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I specifically requested that, and she got it. That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was the first thing I looked for. To be honest, I wanted a little more of a cartoonish horn, like a brass replication of the foghorn. Yeah, but, you know, I got that one, too.
Yeah, that's good.
But, anyhow.
Let's save them.
We're saving them. We're not
right.
touching anyone.
Right.
So, let's move on to our first segment.
Yay!
All right, this first segment is called... Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's called, What the Hell is Up with Pop Music? Because really, what the fuck is up with pop music? Pop music is utterly ridiculous, and this is the segment we always begin with, in which we analyze the realization of the shit people are putting in their ears. So, what is the song we're talking about this week, Lo?
It's called Wild Ones.
Wild Ones. I do not have a problem thus far. I like the title.
It's by Flo Rida.
I have a problem.
I'm not sure. It's
Florida.
That's the thing. Yeah. It's spelled Florida.
It's possibly the worst pun I've ever heard in all of hip hop.
And what kind of flow does he ride?
Well, no, just because of this. If you're Flo Rida and what you're referencing is Florida, like, of all things in hip hop that you want to reference, you probably don't want to reference a state that is made up entirely of seniors in a humid, like, the entire state of Florida is a giant leisure world.
Except for Miami.
Except for Miami, which is when God puked on us and said, here you go, United States.
What about LMFAO?
I don't even want to go there. Let's just...
I'm in Miami, bitch.
Is that a song?
Yeah.
That, okay.
Is it? Wow. All I know, I'm so far behind on pop music. When I hear Miami, I think Will Smith.
I'm pretty much there, too. Yeah, that's the first thing that pops in my head.
Bienvenido a Miami. Will Smith.
Is that Big Willie style?
Big Willie style, yeah.
Yeah.
I will say I did own that album.
I did as well.
I was 10?
Willa,
10, 11?
What?
10 years old? Yeah, I had it. I didn't buy it with my own money.
I did.
But...
You had money when you were like 11?
I had an allowance
yeah,
that I worked
chores,
hard for.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I made like
it wasn't
75
much.
Cents a month or something like that.
I think I got
a dollar for a weekly chore, but I don't know. All right, so Lo, this
okay.
is by Flo-rida.
It's also Sia, Saya, something like that. There's a singing woman. Oh, that's on.
The chick you think sounds like she's constipated.
Oh, CIA.
She does. No, it's S. It's SIA. No.
Oh.
It's, yeah.
I was trying to be funny. Failed miserably.
Yeah, you did.
We should have like a display that everyone can see. I'm like,
looking at it. You got the noise.
You got the foghorn.
Whackety schmackety.
Yeah. All right, so Lo's going to do her usual dramatic reading of Wild Ones.
Okay, I'm going to skip past the first hook, because why is the hook in the beginning of the song anyways?
Really?
Because you got to hook them in. You got to get them while it's hot.
Yeah,
and then drop
give them the easy part. Just regurgitate.
Okay, so here we go. I like crazy, foolish, stupid, party going, wild, fist pumping, music, I might lose it, blast to the roof, that's how we do it. I don't care the night, she don't care, we like, almost dared the right five, ready to get popping, ain't no surprise. Take me so high, jumping no doubts, surfing the crowd, ooh. Said I gotta be the man, when they heading my van. Might check 1, 2.
Wait, stop. Did you just say when they head in my van?
When they heading. I think he forgot to use 2. I'm not sure.
I don't know why Flo-rida has a van, but it's disconcerting.
No, head in.
It's heading.
It says heading here, but we should do a disclaimer on these lyrics. I found these on the internet. I can't guarantee that this is what the song really says, but I can tell you that somebody believed enough that this is what the song said to post them on the internet.
Well,
so that's good enough for me.
Yeah, that's fact for me. the fact of the matter is, not only did someone believe that they knew the song well enough, but someone liked this song enough to post the lyrics as an authority on it.
Yeah, so they're a big fan of these lyrics, so I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so when they heading my van, might check 1, 2. I will say I'm pretty sure that's Mike. I'm pretty sure they made an error. All right. Maybe just one. Okay.
So this person really likes this song, doesn't know enough about songs in general.
To know be able to the figure phrase out mic that, check.
Mic check.
Absolutely.
Mic check. Mic check.
He did. It is actual.
This probably is a 10-year-old girl, to be honest. And we're probably giving a 10-year-old girl the fucking.
Hey, who posted that shit?
I don't know. It's on the lyrics page, directlyrics.com.
Directlyrics.com.
Check your shit.
Yeah, if you let a 10-year-old girl post this shit, fucking send me an email. We're gonna hash this shit out.
But I do want to say, it says might check 1, 2, and it says T-O-O, so might check 1, 2, I might check 1, 2. Like, it's a legitimate phrase. Not that it makes sense in this context,
now
but...
I feel like an asshole.
Really low? No. Just because the four words put together happen to make a meaning doesn't change that this guy Mike check 1, 2, he doesn't know.
Okay, I'm
holy right. Shit.
Alright, I'm just saying
holy shit.
It's
no.
Okay. Anyway.
No.
Damn it, I got the noise. Alright.
Yeah, you get one of these too. Fuck you. Alright, keep going.
Alright, let's go. Shut them down in the club while the Playboy does it. And y'all get loose. It actually says, and y'all get loose. That's okay. After a bottle, we all get bit and again tomorrow. Gotta break loose.
Bit?
I don't know. That's what it says. B-I-T.
Like the past tense of bite?
Yeah.
All right. Keep going.
It's like hungover, I guess. I don't know. Gotta break.
All right. Okay, yeah. That works.
Gotta break loose because that's the motto. Club shuts down. I heard your supermodels. And then
What's the hook?
Here we go.
Oh, sorry.
Hey.
I should have waited.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one. Ooh. If I took
That's
you
the
home.
Song.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, they got it in there.
If I took you home, it'd be a home run. Show me how you'll do. I want
shut down the club with you. Hey, I heard you like the Wild Ones. Ooh. Hmm. Then...
I'm getting mixed messages from him. Does he want to take her home or does he want to close the club with her?
Wants to do both, apparently.
Close the club, then take her home.
Yeah, and okay. He doesn't want to go to the first three bases, apparently, either.
It's going to be a home run.
He's, like, straight to the point, no foreplay kind of guy. Which, to be honest, I've like seen Flo Rida, you know? And I wouldn't imagine much foreplay going on there. He's got those big, like, the no-neck, big, beefy thing, whereas...
Yeah, you've dated a lot of guys like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Okay, sorry, going.
We need a cricket noise.
It's not true at all.
Cricket noise.
I know, I don't have one. I don't have a cricket noise at all. But I'll give myself. And then I gotta lay off the foghorn.
Yeah, that was like.
I really gotta lay off.
It's like nine already.
I see.
Alright, all right. So then the song goes on to communicate a very important message. It says, "Party rocker, foot show stopper. More foot shampoo." Show.
It's getting kinky in a weird way. I don't think I like it.
So, okay. More shampoo.
I don't like when these kind of guys get specific.
What?
That's what the lyrics say. It says, "Party rocker, foot show stopper, more shampoo." That's
more shampoo?
I don't think he says that.
Flo Rida, a bald man, by the way. But he has a follicle fetish. I'm certain. A follicle fetish.
You know that scene in American Psycho where Patrick Bateman gets a prostitute and comes up to his loft, right? And he, like, has the bath drawn and everything. Maybe he's got one of those things where he, like, likes
to... He likes to clean them up first,
you know. He likes to look
keeps
at their
feet. Keeps
his
nails clean.
Like, maybe he likes to watch him walk through dirty shit and then clean them up.
Yeah, I bet he does.
I've heard about these sites where they...
I mean, also, possibly this lyric interpreter... Could be a little off, but we're gonna assume this is accurate.
Okay, I did actually do my research and I looked at multiple lyrics, and he probably doesn't say more shampoo. I think
he says more
shambord, the liqueur. But no. I like more shampoo better, so I don't even know.
More shambord sounds nothing like more shampoo.
Have more to do with each other than shambord and feet.
I like the shampoo reference. It gets, you know, at least there's some sort of significant thing being said in the song. We're getting into a psychoanalysis.
What kind of dude drinks shambord?
Black dudes. I should boo myself.
what's the racist noise?
We're all going to hell tonight.
Oh my God. You guys need to see the label.
It should have been this.
Seriously, that button was labeled Pickaninny Drum.
It was not.
You are awful.
It was labeled Song of the South. I'm not speaking. I wasn't speaking seriously at all. But you know what? I shouldn't try and save this one. I'm just gonna let that go.
We just gotta let that go.
Do we need to get some more beer downstairs?
Yeah. You might want to make a run. I've got one.
While you're getting beer, I'm just gonna go through the rest.
Yeah,
go
fast. The rest of the lyrics.
There's nothing good. Don't worry. After more shampoo, he says. Number one, club popper. Got a hangover like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars. So cool. No doubt by the end of the night, got the clothes coming off. Till I make that move. Somehow, someway, gotta raise the roof. All black shades when the sun comes through. Oh, it's on like everything goes. Round up, baby, till the freaky show. What happens to that body? It's a private show. Stays here, right? Private show. I like them untamed. Don't tell me how pain. Tell them this. Bottoms up with the champagne.
Oh, shit, he said bottoms up.
My life coming harder than we hit play. Do you busy with the bail? Were you insane?
Okay.
I don't know.
I have no fucking clue what that was about. But I will say this. You gotta give the guy credit because he used the phrase raise the roof. Circa 1997.
Yeah. I guess that's impressive.
In the year 2012.
This is from 2012?
This is a current Billboard hit. What the fuck is up with pop music?
So, yeah, we don't need to continue. It's more of the same. I'm sorry.
This is so bad you don't even want to keep reading.
I really don't. I mean, they don't say anything else. I'm a wild one. Break me in. Settle me up and let's begin. I don't... Running with the wolves and I'm on the prowl. I don't know. It's bad. It's
random phraseology is all it is at this point.
It's bad radio all the way around.
Which I'm coining that phrase, phraseology, but you get my meaning.
So,
what was the term Rusty used last time? Geometrically, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? You used a phrase on the last podcast.
I used a lot of phrases.
That was made up.
A lot of made up phrases. Or as I prefer to call them, neo-sloganisms.
Yes, neo-sloganisms, I'm sure they are. Alright, well, that song is a piece of shit, and I say boo. What do you guys
do
think?
Do that again, DJ.
That's a lot of noises there.
We'll get bored of this soon and I probably won't terrorize the audience.
I will not.
Alright, well, so Flo Rida goes on our list of,
amazing
shit.
Poets.
No, shit.
Oh. Are you sure?
No, you were close. I get where you were going there, but no. Just no.
Alright, well. Mm.
Hopefully he gets encephalitis or something like that.
I would say so. Tuberculosis would be good.
Mm. If he's in Florida, I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, if you don't like a guy's music, you better wish he dies a slow and painful, torturous death.
We officially now have beef.
With Flo Rida. How could you name your... Oh, God. Name yourself after the most... The state that lacks in any sort of...
I'm more afraid that we have beef with the entire state of Florida now. I'm not so worried about Flo Rida.
That's the thing. There's not many black people in Florida.
What?
I did earlier, and that's what I'm saying. My blunder earlier probably means that maybe Mississippi doesn't like our podcast or something. That's all I'm... You know what
I
mean?
No, you've been talking shit on Florida, though.
There are black people on this street.
I also made
a
black person racist comment, which I apologize officially. I just, you know, was trying to be racist. That's all.
Man.
For comedic timing. All right, so let's move on to our new segment. We have a new segment. Yay! And this time, what do we decide this segment was called?
You don't know shit.
You don't know shit.
Yeah.
You don't know shit.
You don't know shit. So this is a segment in which Lo, every week from now on, well, maybe not, but we'll see. Lo is going to perform a trivia quiz in which she dictates the questions and Rusty
and
I compete.
And we've got callers on the line?
Oh, no, we don't. We don't even have a phone.
Listeners, if you are... Oh, wait, this is a podcast.
Yeah. We're not live. All right, so anyhow, this is the segment. We're going to try it out, and this is a segment in which Lo prepares some sort of trivia game, And Rusty and I compete, and you learn. Lovely listener. So,
but not us. We never learn.
Lo, what is the game about today?
Okay, so a little bit on the lazy side, so I found multiple options for you, and you guys are going to have to pick which one you want to do.
Ooh, first All question. Right.
So, do you want to do top songs of the 2000s?
Okay.
Personality disorders.
Oh.
That's a good one.
Let's see. Dinosaurs.
Mm.
Or the Book of Genesis.
Ooh. Oh. I'm torn between what would be funnier and what I would win at.
Mm. Wait. So.
Well, I'll win at all of them because I'm smarter.
Music of the 2000s.
Yes. Personality disorders. The dinosaur option. And the Book of Genesis.
I will narrow it down and you choose.
Okay.
Deal? All right, let's do Genesis or personality disorders.
Genesis.
Shit.
Okay, all right. There you go.
I'm not going to be good at this.
I happen to know
Thanks, Mom, for not taking me to church as a kid, not making me all Christian and shit. Saint
Barnabas catechism, yo.
Yeah, damn, you guys both have some kind of, like, religious background, though, so we'll see.
Sort of.
Yours?
We were a label, but we didn't... learn about God or go
a little bit like voodoo.
Yeah, I didn't. I wasn't raised in church or any of that shit. So, but we'll go with it.
Let's see.
Let's go. We went to high school. Okay, I went to a Lutheran high school. Let's go.
So this might be a little bit unfair, but this is how we're gonna do it.
Okay.
I'm gonna give you a question, okay, and then you can answer, and then I'll give you a question and you can answer. They're gonna be different questions, so
if one person gets it wrong, can the other person try to pick it up?
No, because that requires a point system that might extend past my fingers.
You're using your phalanges to count.
So yeah, that's all right. You know. So yeah, so there's 10 questions and all. You're each gonna get 5. Who wants to go first?
Ladies first.
I'll go first. All right.
Okay. What happened when God said, "Let there be light"? There's multiple choice. So, okay. It rained is the first one. The second one is there was light. The third one is the earth was formed. And the fourth one was there was darkness.
Now, are you asking chronologically in the text, or are you actually asking what was triggered off by his comment?
The text, I believe.
All right. I'm going to go with there was darkness.
Was that a serious answer?
No. Okay. But yes.
When the Book of Genesis. What happened when God said, "Let there be light"?
There was light. I know, but
okay. Team, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. He should have put a funny noise in. I thought you were serious.
Oh yeah, that's true. I should have used it.
Okay. So
we need a whack noise.
We can.
Yeah. We need like
a. Sneak it in post.
Yeah.
There we go.
Okay. So okay, you got a point. You answered sarcastically, so you should really get half a point.
All right, I won't be sarcastic anymore.
She answered wrong. That's a zero.
It's true. You should give me zero. All
right. No points for being funny.
I didn't think that she was going to give me that.
No, I'll give it to you. All
right.
All right, moving on.
Okay. Number two is, what did God do on the seventh day? The first answer is created plants. The second answer is the Bible.
Motherfucker.
The third answer is kept working. And the fourth answer is rested.
I believe the answer is D. He rested.
That is correct. Ding, ding, ding.
Bullshit. Woo! Bullshit.
Give me a good sound.
Yeah! I don't want to be overwrought with MIDI samples, but I'll give you that one.
Thanks.
All right, moving on, Lo.
Okay. What creature tempted Adam and Eve?
The serpent.
Okay. No options needed. Okay. Rusty's turn.
They're plotting that it's my turn.
Yes, the children of the damned.
Okay, who built an ark? Noah, Moses, Luke, or Mary?
No, all of the above.
That's not an option.
Then it was Noah.
You don't get that point. You didn't get part of the point. That sucks for you. It's
my joke was still funny.
Yeah, you don't get it. If you make a joke, you don't get it. My joke was funny, just no one thought I was
We
joking.
Truly sacrifice for the audience here at Company Picnic.
All right, move on.
Okay, number five is, what was it made of? Reeds, oak, hickory, or cypress?
Interesting. Reeds, oak, hickory, or cypress?
Frankincense, yep. Or myrrh.
I'm going to go with oak, even though I sort of wanted to go with cypress. Did I get it wrong?
You did, but your second answer was right.
Damn!
Okay. Boom. So it's still 1-1 right now. So my fingers tell me.
Alright.
Okay. Rusty, what name did God give to Abram?
Abraham, after he formed the pact by circumcising himself in the fucking desert.
Wow, all that Catholicism did you some good. Okay.
Actually, that was
Buddha from Catholicism.
That was from Temple. Got that from the Torah.
Wow. Your life path has just been exposed to be far more interesting than the audience would have otherwise thought. Go on.
Okay, May, yes. Who was spared when God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah? A, Lot and his family. B, Paul. C, Jesus. Or D, the disciples.
A.
Yes. We have a 2-2 score now.
Awesome.
We need to raise the roof sound.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Maybe we can take the clip from the Flo Rida song.
More shampoo. Awesome. We do need that clip, just of him saying more shampoo. More shamboard, whatever.
Rochambeau.
Maybe that's what it was.
You know, I didn't grow up with the nomenclature of Rochambeau. It was rock, paper, scissors.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
In my childhood. Mm. I think it's because I learned from Pete and Pete, and they call it rock, paper, scissors. I learned what Rochambeau was when, for a brief time, during the Pog phase, Disneyland, inside of Disneyland, there was a Pog tournament floor.
You had to Rochambeau somebody.
You had to Rochambeau, and I had no fucking clue what that was until I watched people do it.
You know, I want to say that as long as I have known what rock, paper, scissors was, I knew that Rochambeau was the same thing. Word for it.
Well, you went to public school.
I guess there we have it, you know? A literal melting pot.
Yeah, public school.
She told me she didn't need
one. This is
yours. I'll get another.
Open it for you.
Oh, sure.
Wait, we gotta finish the game.
We can't do that.
Finish the game. All right,
Frankie,
so what's
go
up?
Get us a beer.
Don't wake her up.
Frankie's the dog, by the way, listeners.
Alright, so we're tied right now. Are we going to break it now, or are we going to keep going?
No, there's more questions.
Alright. Whose turn is it? Mine?
No, it's Rusty's.
Damn. Oh. Okay.
Upon looking back toward the cities, who turned into a pillar of salt? Lot? Lot's wife? Morton?
It was Lot's wife as they were exiting Gomorrah.
Yeah. You didn't need the details. Boom. Alright.
Did you know Lot fucking gave up his daughter to the fucking... Never mind.
Was fucking in the Bible?
To the fucking... Never mind.
Oh, the Sodomites, like, came to his fucking house.
The points in which... The points in your sentences in which you decide, nope, I'm not gonna go through with this, are so far along.
Well, no one wants to hear about being rude.
I can't deal with it.
I don't want to bring the the tone of the conversation down with violent gang
essentially
rape.
What you say is rape. Like, you know, so my sister got raped on. Oh, never mind. You know, like that's too. Like that's essentially what you're
a
saying.
Little, just a little. Rusty's pouring me some Knob Creek. I'm gonna try to do that grown up thing now.
Well, you can't shoot it. You gotta sit on it.
I'm gonna try. I'm gonna.
You can put some water in hers.
I'll put a little bit.
Okay. You're allowed water and ice. All right. So it's my question, nice. Right?
Your question. Abraham's son Isaac married whom? Mary, Gina, Eve, or Rebecca?
Fuck, I don't know. Rebecca?
Do you have a guess also? I'm just curious.
I thought it was Rebecca.
Yep, you guys. Yeah.
That's
right.
My saint's name, so I just went with it because I know it's a biblical name and Gina doesn't sound right.
It's because your saint's with you right now.
Yeah, I'm Catholic enough, I suppose. Did I get it right then?
You did.
Wait, he doesn't get it right.
No.
You don't give him a
he
point.
He had three already all from right. the last well, question.
All right, I'm just saying.
Okay, so this is the last question. So, Rusty,
fuck,
if you
we're
get
tied?
It, yeah, you are. So if you get it right, you win.
We both, the only reason we both lost is, wait.
You missed two
do you
questions.
Wanna, do you want to?
I missed two and you missed one?
Yeah.
You did one sarcastically and then you had the weird, what was the arc made of question.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I got that question. And you got all the questions that I knew. All right, go ahead.
Do you want to put stakes on this game before I ask this question?
While he's ahead? No, he should
he's
have asked
ahead,
that much
He's not ahead, it's
earlier.
Tied, so you're
but
betting
if
on...
If he went, my round is gone.
Right.
He's ahead. Statistically, he's ahead.
Okay, so no stakes.
No stakes.
Just the title of, you know, maybe I know a little bit more shit than you.
My
no,
dignity,
I know way more shit than
pride.
Him. So, go ahead.
Well, I know. Look at all those books.
Okay,
those
so.
Those are half yours.
Yeah, that's true.
Number 10 is what was their
no,
son's...
No, wait, they're all hey. Ours.
Oh, God.
That's horrible. Okay, number 10 is what was their son's name? Moses, Ramses, Jonah, or Jacob?
Jacob.
Yep. Rusty one.
Question. Did you hear me go, fuck?
That's just being a poor sport. I don't think it's fair
that's
that you
called
have
being in control.
Soundboard.
Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
All right, so that was
that's
our
the
first
sweet
go.
Sound of victory. Courtesy of Kenny G.
That was our first round of You Don't Know Shit.
That was pretty good. I
yeah,
was
those
hoping,
were easy questions,
yeah,
though.
I was hoping that they might have been a little bit more, like...
Challenging.
Or maybe, like, more hilarious, you know?
More hilarious?
Well, there's a lot of funny shit that happens in Genesis.
Yeah.
You know? Like, it really would have been funny is, like... who did... Lot offer to the Sodomites as they,
yep.
you know, like, banged yep. on his door at the tavern he was staying in?
Well, considering that was our first attempt, I think it went pretty well. With that said, wow, we are 45 minutes into the show. I did not assume that would take that long. So we gotta move on.
No.
To our last segment, which Uh-oh. Is, ideas. Ideas to fix society. But not really.
I think we're gonna have to this make is... sure that we have fresh samples every week.
We'll just incorporate more samples.
No, we have fresh samples every week.
The more yeah. work you make this... the less frequently we're going to be airing podcasts.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'll hook us up with a... It'll be okay.
You know a guy?
You think you're running the show? that said, let's not talk... We're focusing more on the samples during this podcast than anything else. So, anyhow...
Oh,
we've got a segment, and this segment is called Ideas We Have to Fix Society, but not really. So, this is the segment in which we propose ideas we have to fix society that probably wouldn't really do anything.
Well, we don't really. So. Rusty does, and then we argue with him.
Well,
we will. We've just been so unprepared. I haven't spent any time on this segment because I've been dealing with the other shit.
Well, Rusty, I didn't.
Fortunately, Rusty volunteered. Spend a lot of time coming up with amazing
ideas. Oh, bullshit. We asked him to come up with something, and he came up with something.
Hey, you know, I ask and you shall receive. John 3:16.
Yeah. Okay. So
extra credit on that quiz.
Rusty, since just to spite your ego, this segment may become mine next week. What are you talking about this week?
That is not John 3:16, by the way. Like, I'm sorry. Again. That is not what John 3:16. I just noticed that. I'm sorry. Okay. Go ahead.
I actually look forward to hearing one of your ideas next week, May. However, so this week, to keep it in the vein of, you know, like, really unnecessary and complicated organizations and bureaucracies that have to be added to society to, like, make my crazy ideas work. So I propose that, you know, there's, like, a lot of unemployed people out there right now. Not a lot of work to be had. You know, we're no longer the great industrial manufacturing, you know, giant that we were. We're no longer the great service-oriented economy that we were, because there's actually not a whole lot of discretionary funds going, like, to spend.
We're being employed by the old gray hairs.
Yeah. So, man, back in the day, fucking, we had, you know, work projects, man. The New Deal, you know? We developed big, you know, infrastructure. You know, we gave people jobs. We gave people a little cash in their pocket. Gave them some, you know, like, dignity and meaning in their life. Thing is, we've already kind of got all the shit that we need, right? So we need to be, like, more innovative. So I propose that we develop this, like, it's more or less like talent scouting, except instead of trying to find the talent for a specific gig, they, as talent, you apply for, you know, participation in this program, and then they create a gig for the talent, right? Because I know a lot of people that can't get jobs. They're really educated people. And, but a lot of them have these, like, crazy secondary skills that are, like, not necessarily employable skills.
All right, can you give us an example?
I was gonna say.
Okay, so, like, an example is, you know, like, a lot of kids, you know, would, like, like to study music or art or whatever, and then, you know, they get out of school, they can't get a job, you know, doing that for money, really. It's a competitive world out there, you know. But then again, there's a lot of places, like Old Town Orange, for example, that it's got the nice little park in the middle of the circle with the fountain. Like, wouldn't it be nice to have some fucking live music going on there, provided by local artists, you know?
Yeah, but who's doing the employing, who's doing the job creation, and who's doing the payment?
Well, you know, the Department of, you know, Talent Scouting, or whatever we'll call it, something fancy. I'm not very good at coming up with official sounding names, but that's essentially what it is. You know, they'll work with whatever.
Wait, back up. Say that again.
Department of, you know, something to the
Yeah. So, a non-existent department with non-existent money is gonna pay for me to play music in the fucking circle.
This is a fiat currency, man. We'll just tell the Federal Reserve to print another $1 billion, charge us 1.5.
I want a better example of how to utilize people's skills. Go.
Okay, so body modders that are into suspension.
Body modders.
Body modders.
Body modification.
Yeah, you know.
Enthusiasts.
People have got some friends that are into it. That, you know, more, and they've gone a little further than just getting the piercings. You know.
How do you go further than getting?
Well, there's this don't want to call it a phenomenon. I would call it more like a
trend.
A tradition.
You just went from freak to normal person.
What?
You don't want to call it a phenomenon. I'm going to call it a trend. That's the difference between a freak and a normal person. I'm just saying.
Okay, well, whatever.
I'm not saying either thing about them. I'm still waiting for you to describe
what
they are.
It's a thing that people do where instead of...
You're saying there's an abnormal indication in the word phenomenon, but there's not one in the word trend?
Clearly.
Dude, something like a phenomenon.
Phenomenon does seem to colloquially bring out the idea of something ethereal happening. So I'll go with that.
Okay.
But all right, let's say a trend.
I didn't say that.
There's a trend.
A suspension amongst the body modders where instead of putting like a permanent piercing through a hole that you put in, like jewelry, I mean, you put a...
You're pointing towards your back. Are you talking about in your back?
Can do it from several points. Your body, your elbows, your shoulders, your chest, your back, your lower back, your legs,
okay.
Your knees. Give me the wrap it up.
I'm just saying we've got literally 6 minutes and there's
some people
still...
like to hang from their skin with hooks, okay? I'm sorry. Alright.
Because I was getting a little bored here.
Alright.
Okay, so I'm guessing something screws in. Oh.
No, there's nothing screws in. Just you, seriously, the needle goes through, the hook goes through, and then you strap that to a tree and you get rigged up. And
get pulled
up on your skin. But what if, you know, I did a summer as a bike taxi rider? Like, shit. What if you had some of these suspension guys that really love fucking like getting rigged up on hooks on their back, strapping some chains up to, you know, a little cart, pulling people around Hollywood Boulevard, you know?
Yeah.
All right.
Tourists
human...
come to Hollywood. Like,
yeah.
What do you
human
do?
Transport.
Oh, I went to a club. A freak pulled us with his fucking hooks in his back.
There's that word freak.
Yeah, wow.
You said it, not me.
I didn't even know what I was talking about.
So
this is that weird though, because you told me you had this idea, and so I looked up some jobs that are common in government.
Oh, okay.
And I found things like jewelry and glass studio manager, library page. I don't know what that means. Preschool art
instructor. A page
instructor.
Is just a protege.
Okay, preschool art instructor, cheerleader instructor. These are actual jobs that you can apply for on governmentjobs.com.
Well, there you go, guys.
So, I just think, I don't know, I
if you're
agree with you.
An out-of-work waitress that used to be a cheerleader.
Put a fucking ice hook in your back and let's go do some shit.
If you used to blow glass to make bongs.
Make some more bongs and let's go do some shit.
The government won't employ
is all
you.
I'm saying.
They
just need to get a little bit more creative, I think, to go along with your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, okay, we still have the government department?
What?
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 Is that a question?
Have we lost you?
I need to stop smoking this government.
Rusty
subsidized.
Is officially on hold. Love public domain music. So, alright, so let's wrap this up. So, you know, to be honest, originally the segment was supposed to be proposing ridiculous ideas. You're kind of slowly every podcast trying to inch towards actually good ideas that just need a little fine tuning. And,
pulling people around by hooks in your back, I think, is a little...
No. That's an example. That's an extreme example of a good idea. He's no longer coming up with bullshit ideas.
I'm pretty sure that was Rusty's main idea because he.
Yeah, I actually crafted the entire thing based around my.
Yeah,
you want to say
that. But then we needed to focus on that. Nevertheless, I think it's a great idea.
Give me 30 seconds to really quick. 30
seconds. Go.
Okay, the reason why I had this idea is because 2 days ago I was up in LA hanging out with Pez and a couple of other really cool characters that are into body mod. We ended up putting hooks in the back of this girl named Danny. She pulled Pez's truck across Melrose Boulevard, and she had a friend named Gimp that's in a wheelchair. She's a midget, also totally tatted up and pierced up, and she was being pulled chariot style by Danny down Melrose. It was hilarious, and I just thought that, you know, people could do that for work.
Yeah,
I think.
Okay.
I think that's a great idea.
So that's why I created the whole, like, premise just for that one joke.
So this all has. This goes back.
World's longest setup I've ever heard in my life, and you didn't even do a joke. You just said that the idea was a joke at the end.
Yes, worst punchline to the longest joke.
And it all ties back into the guy that dragged a mattress down our street.
You know what?
Yeah,
same
Pez,
guy. Yeah, Pez.
Who's probably the only person listening to this show.
Yeah, hi,
I think that is a very deep thought. Sorry, we hadn't used that one yet.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so, Rusty, I think I was going to say informative, but really it wasn't, so that was a thing, but I appreciate it nonetheless. So we're going to do our very last segment. You're probably sick
we
of this beat.
Get more than, yeah, I was going to say.
I like that one. I really do. All right, but we're just going to go to our last closeout segment, which is basically telling you what's going on this week in the greater Los Angeles area. And this Thursday night, Best Coast is playing at the Gibson Amphitheater at Universal City Walk. They're opening for No Doubt, which is kind of like pouring chocolate over your shitty vegetables, but nevertheless, go check them out. And what else is going on?
How can you have more pudding if you won't eat your meat?
Absolutely. Let's see. There's Friday night. We've got Black Boots with Straight Times and the Pillars at Lot 1. And Saturday, we have, I know there was something good going on. I just got to find it here. Oh, Saturday, I would recommend going to see the Ross Sea Party, 9 o'clock with Jane Bang at 8. Y Love. At 11:45, Zach Waters at 10:45, Mystery Schools at 9:50. That's the Ross Sea Party at Bootleg Bar. And I really recommend them. They're a great band.
I saw Pedro the Lion on there.
Where do you see that?
I don't know.
Nope, too late.
You're wrong.
I know he's doing one of his albums, though.
We should try to hook him up with Brian Harris.
We don't know him.
That would be far from easy. Let me just say that. So those are the shows going on this weekend with music. I did not look at UCB this week or the Improv or any other of my comedy circles. So
I walked by
go
the
to
Groundlings.
ASCAT. Yeah. Good for you. That's
it's on Melrose.
All right, so anyways, that's what's going on this week, and once again, we have a couple things going on the internet, so please check us out at maymcdonoughandcompany.com, or you can go to facebook.com/maymcdonoughandco. If you need to spell McDonough, it's McDonough. It's like McDonut without a T.
No.
That's what everyone tells me. That's how most people remember
the
name.
That's how I tell people to spell it.
Yeah. Most people say, oh, like a fucking donut.
You look confused like you don't think that's how you spell donut.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's the look on your face.
Is there
an O-U-G-H in donut?
Technically,
there is. At the end, there's... Okay, so I'm aware of the D-O-N-O-N-U-T spelling.
Yeah, that's a phonetic spelling
The D-O-U-G-H-N-U-T spelling.
Whoa, I don't know about that one. What did you just say? Spell that again?
Dough. D-O-U-G-H. Dough. Uh-huh. N-U-T. Nuts. Yes. Yeah. Donut?
Yeah.
I've heard that one. Is there a donut?
No. You're understanding 100%. It's just that is what people think of when they see my name.
So they think McDonut.
Dyslexically. And then yes.
Spell something that doesn't even resemble donut.
They absolutely do.
So people are retarded?
People are dyslexic, yes.
Mildly.
Alright, well, I know some dyslexic people. I don't appreciate you equating dyslexia with retardedness.
Oh, we're over an hour. So, if I manage to cut something out, we, again, are Mae McDonough and Company. I'm Mae McDonough. This is Lo.
Hi, bye.
And Rusty.
Bye, hi.
And please listen. We're going to pick it up in 2 weeks from now. So we're going to start going bi-weekly. So please tune in.
We'll see you for Christmas.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Oh my gosh. You're not going to be allowed to touch this next time.
Are we not allowed to be over it?